All right, talking with Caitlin Lehner. How's everything going, Caitlin?
Things are good. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem. I mean, it's great to see you have more new music out there, out at radio, and we all seem to survive another CCMA week, which is always fascinating.
It is. Those weekends are always so much fun, but like so chaotic, and it's over before you know it, and just jamming in event after event. But it was so much fun to be there with everyone else this past year in Hamilton, and I got to play my first show in Ontario, which was super special. So it was a great weekend.
So, I mean, you're a former track star that got into music. Was this a natural transition, or how did that come about? Because you did represent Canada at some point, and now you're a fast rising country singer out of Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I did. Track and field was a really big part of my life growing up, especially through my high school and then my university days. Track kind of took over as a priority. I've been singing and performing since I was like a little kid. I feel like everything has been pretty natural to me, and I've always been, you know, towing the line between athletics and music. And I would be, when I was younger, I would be going to like sports games, or I was a gymnast when I was younger, so I would be doing that. And then, you know, the next weekend I would be getting ready for a performance on the stage. I always used to mix my gymnastics with my live music performance when I was a kid. And I need to share more of these videos because they were so extra, and I would be singing and I would put the mic down and then I would go and do like a tumbling run on stage. So I've always really kind of like interwoven the two worlds together. So it didn't seem that much of a change when I kind of shifted my focus to music. But I think just, you know, mentally, you know, track was such a big part of my life for such a long time. It took me a while to kind of be, I guess, just more okay with kind of letting go of that part of my life. Technically, I haven't even told my coaches to this day that I'm like done, retired. I'm still technically on an extended break because of music. So, yeah, but I think, you know, just as music has been going so fantastic for me, and I've been loving every moment of it, I think it's become a little bit easier to kind of look at my life with music kind of as the main focus now. And again, that's always what I've wanted to do. When people used to ask me when I was a full-time athlete traveling around North America for competitions, you know, if I could pick between being an athlete or being a musician, I would always say musician. That's just always been my dream and the thing that I wanted to do. And I'm just so happy that I finally have time and I'm giving myself the time to do that now.
Yeah, because we see a lot of athletes transition into music up here in Canada with country music. It's more traditionally hockey mm-hmm. players like the Hunters and JoJo Mason. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's how many other ones I know, but not coming to my head.
I thought it was really cool at CCMA's last year. I remember listening to Megan Patrick talk and how she used to be a snowboarder, which I actually didn't know. So I thought that was really cool. And kind of, yeah, so there's lots of previous athletes in the Canadian country world.
Yeah, we just never see one from track and field. I don't know why that is.
I'll gladly be the first one.
I know in the States there's some former baseball players. I'm sure there's got to be some former, like, competitive baseball players. I mean, we all played mm-hmm. baseball or softball or something growing up at some point, I'm sure. But
yeah,
that high-level caliber, for some reason, translates to music. So
I think it does. And, you know, that's always kind of the funny thing. I thought that when I was, you know, in school and in university, completing my kin degree and, you know, competing in track and field, I always kind of thought that I wasn't really doing anything for, you know, my music career in the future. But, you know, being out of it now, I really look back and think that, you know, it was preparing me for the stage and for this industry just in a different way, you know, preparing for competitions, making schedules for a year and 2 years and even 4 years down the road. And just that mental work ethic of something like trying to be a Canadian athlete, an international athlete, trying to be an international artist is a lot of the same mindset.
All right. Well, your latest single at radio now that we're going to hear shortly is Cross the Line. Where did this one come about? I don't think I've ever asked you about this song before. I know I've asked you about other ones in the past, but how did Cross the Line come about for you?
Yeah, so I had the title of the song, Cross the Line, in my notes app for a while, and I knew it was something fun that I kind of wanted to play with, so I just kept it in my back pocket for a little while until I finally felt inspired enough to sit down and write the rest of the song. The chorus came first to me, and I think that it's just the lyrics of the song, you know, it kind of talked about that, like, fun, exciting butterfly stage of the start of a relationship when it started off off as a friendship. You know, I think myself personally, I think lots of other people out there and friends of mine as well, lots of the great relationships I think people are in, lots of them started off as friendships, which I think is really special to kind of get to know someone that way. And you get to a point where, you know, they start to get feelings involved on both parties. And you just kind of reach that moment where you're just like, Kate, there's a line. Are we going to cross it? Who's going to shoot their shot first? And I just think it's a really fun kind of positive, uplifting, flirty song.
Autobiographical or no?
Sure.
So, I mean, what made you want to go with this one at radio? Because I know you have various other songs. We've played 10 bucks on Rising Stars before and the very, very expensive dress.
Yes. I mean, what Cross the Line is, I'm working with a new producer for this kind of new wave of music, and Cross the Line is the first song with this new producer I'm working with, Simon Jasnik of Bee's Knees Recording. And we just have a really special, I think, connection and relationship in the studio where we're able to bounce a lot of ideas off of each other. I'm available or able to be involved in the song in such a big way, and just something that's just different for me. I'm able to, you know, sit in when the drums are being recorded or when we're tracking bass, and, you know, be able to kind of give my input and really shape the song into what I want the end result to sound like, and, you know, plan out and record my own vocal harmonies and vocal stacks, which I love so much. I think that's always a piece of music, more so in the pop world. I think that's always kind of what draws me to the pop music sound of things, is all of the vocal stacks and the fun harmonies that artists are able to do. So I definitely wanted to incorporate that, and Cross the Line is that song. So I think it's just, you know, a bit of a newer sound that I haven't released yet, and I'm excited for Canadian country radio to kind of hear this new sound from me.
It is now Thanksgiving weekend. Is there anything you're overly thankful for, or a few things you're thankful for?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm first and foremost, you know, my family has always been so supportive and is just always my go-to people. You know, my parents, my mom and dad, and my younger brother are just so great, you know, just especially looking over this last year of, you know, coming to my shows and listening to my songs and giving input on things and, you know, always being the first one that I can call and tell when I get an exciting show booking, and they're always the ones that are first to be excited with me. So definitely them, and, you know, just my support system of friends and my bandmates. I just feel so lucky and supported by the group of people I have around me in this industry. And, you know, there's lots of ups and downs, and there's lots of great days, but there's lots of hard days that come along with it too. And I don't think I'd be where I am without such a great support system around me.
All right. Well, we're about to play Cross the Line, so hopefully people can relate to it. I'm sure many people can. And I'm hoping they enjoy it as much as I always enjoy listening to your music and getting to talk to you.
Yay. I hope so too.